everybody. My name is Coach Shane, and welcome to Easy English Expressions. You and me every day. Come on, let's master English. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Daily Easy English Expression. Today's podcast is brought to you by Marcos and Jana. Thank you so much, you two, for becoming my patrons. Thanks to you two, we have this podcast and all those great videos. I hope they're great. Now, today's expression is to come in on. To come in on. To come in on. What does this mean? Well, to come in on a day of the week. So, for example, to come in on Saturday. To come in on the weekend. To come in on a holiday. Now, we can also say to go in on a Friday. To go in on my birthday. To go in on the weekend. And what does this mean? It means to work. That's right. I go in on Saturdays. Hey, let's go play soccer on Saturday. Oh, I can't play soccer on Saturday. Why not? I go in on Saturdays. Now, it just doesn't only mean to work. It could mean you have some sort of appointment. So when do you go to the doctor? When do you go to the hospital? I go in on Monday. I go in on Monday. So when do you have your driver's license test? I go in on Wednesday. I go in on Wednesday. It could be in that situation too. So to go in on a day of the week, it usually means to work, but it could mean for an appointment too. Let's check out a dialogue.
Can you come in on the weekend? No, I can only go in on weekdays.
Can you come in on Friday?
No, I'm Muslim. That's my weekend. Sunday?
Oh, this is a good conversation because in some parts of the world, the weekend is actually Friday and Saturday. Not just for Muslims, but for other people too. So, their weekend is different from many people in America and in Europe and in Asia, I think, too. Most people, when they say the weekend, we think Saturday and Sunday. But we must remember, in some parts of the world, the weekend is actually Friday and Saturday. They don't work on the weekend. Americans don't work on the weekend. Well, some do. Me? I work every damn day.
I have no weekends.
That's okay. I don't have any friends. So if I had friends, I might want my weekend, but I don't have... You're my friends. You're my family. I like being with you every day. Now the question might be, can I use this for school? Yes, you can. So for a college student, do they go to class every day? No. Maybe they don't have any class on Wednesday. So a college student could say, I don't go in on Wednesdays. Where exactly? Into class. I don't go into class on Wednesdays. That's great. So to go in on, to come in on, and then a day of the week. It could be Monday through Sunday. It could be the weekend. It could be a holiday. Use this expression and describe your schedule next week. You can leave me a message on Facebook. It's ESL Coach Shane. On Twitter, it's Coach Shane. And on Google+, we have a community. Let's master English. Let's listen to that dialogue two more times.
Can you come in on the weekend?
No, I can only go in on weekdays.
Can you come in on Friday?
No, I'm Muslim. That's my weekend. Sunday?
Can you come in on the weekend?
No, I can only go in on weekdays.
Can you come in on Friday?
No, I'm Muslim. That's my weekend. Sunday?
So once again, Marcos and Jana, thank you so much for being my patrons. And everybody, if you can, and if you have a job, and if you can spare a dollar a month, I will be very grateful. If you can spare $2, awesome. $15?
You're my dream.
Yeah. Well, anyway, a dollar a month is so important. And you can do that by going to www.patreon.com. That's patreon.com/CoachShane. CoachShane. And a dollar means so much. You're part of the family. You are making these podcasts and videos available to anyone around the world. And it's free education, but it does cost money. And I appreciate any help that you can give. You guys have a fantastic weekend. Well, we've got one day left. And I'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye, everybody. And remember, let's master English!